it's all in.
Shut up. Our fathers were our models for God. If our fathers bailed, what does that tell you about God?
No, I don't.
Listen to me. You have to consider the possibility that God does not like you, never wanted you. In all probability, he hates you. This is not the worst thing that can happen.
It isn't.
We don't need him.
We don't. I agree. I gotta go.
Fuck damnation, man. Fuck redemption. We are God's unwanted children. So be it.
Okay, so I get it.
Listen, you can run water over your hand to make it worse, or look at me. Or you can use vinegar to neutralize the burn.
Please let me have it, please.
First, you have to give up. First, you have to know, not fear, know that someday you're gonna die.
You don't know how this feels.
It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything.
As your leader, I encourage you from time to time, and always in a respectful manner, to question my logic.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of their women.
Let me tell you a little bit about Tyler Durden.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Milk was a bad choice.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
You can't handle the truth!
All right, welcome to episode 87 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out on the first Sunday of the NFL season. It's taking the country by storm. It has shut down the nation, but we are still here giving you that sweet movie content.
It's a good thing we have that backup generator.
Good thing we
have power's out.
Yeah, because they're not even trying.
Nope.
Everyone's just
watching football.
With the power they have?
Yes.
That's a little confusing.
It is.
That's Drew Sakai. Drew, how's it go?
It's good.
Yeah, Drew. Playing each other in our first Crespediso Fantasy Football League Week 1.
We'll see what happens.
That's an exciting league, 14-team league. We will not update you on how it goes throughout the year because
nope.
No one cares about other people's fantasy sports.
Exactly.
Returning guest, I believe this is his fifth time on the show. It's a record, a personal record for him as well as one for his show.
Also, our overlord.
And our overlord for sure.
Here's Cinema Crespo. He's the one with the whip here.
The one and only soul brother Kevin.
Yeehaw! What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Man, I like that.
Yeah, you're the man. Yeah.
Man, I'm glad to be here.
Nah, I'm so glad to have you here again. What was last time you heard? It was the epic 420 Easter episode.
Oh yeah. Well, they can't all be 420 episodes now, can they?
That's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, no, if they were, we wouldn't be living here right now.
that would be a problem. People, because it was crazy. Good times.
I wish I could remember it.
Yeah, that's why you got to go back and check it out. I barely remember.
You think you guys are foggy with that one?
I don't know. Nothing.
The Easter Keister was the name of that episode. It just remembered. Kevin from SBK Live, in case you don't know, is one of the best shows out there, if not the best.
And
it's getting ready to take off really
like
for real here soon.
Second or third best.
No. Not in my opinion. Not in H. How's that word? In my humble IMHO.
We have big things coming, man.
Your IMHO?
My IMHO. Yeah, Darius.
big things because we just signed a deal with Satan.
At the Crossroads.
Hell yeah.
All right.
How'd you find the Crossroads again?
No, he's online now. You can find him online.
Oh, thank goodness. Really? Like a food truck.
He's got a website.
Thecrossroads.com.
He's like, I'll be at this intersection today.
Hit him up on Twitter. His Twitter account is hot.
Makes it a lot easier these days to get in touch with Beelzebub.
He's already following you.
Yeah,
totally.
Just turn around.
Well, yeah, he follows back on Twitter.
Yeah, yes, he does.
That's a cool thing about him.
Instantly.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, a new follower. Yeah, he's cool. He knows his Twitter etiquette. Almighty God, on the other hand, not following back.
Nah.
He demands that you only follow him. It's strange.
It's crazy.
It's weird how that happens.
He doesn't even, he don't even like hashtags.
No, he doesn't. There's actually a number of, like, God Twitter accounts out there.
Where it's like people pretending to be God.
Yeah. I definitely follow Almighty God.
Almighty God's pretty funny.
Which is funny. And I've seen people retweet other God accounts. That's just absurd. But hey, you got to do something.
You got to have a hobby.
You got to have a hobby. Imagine those people actually put that energy to something. I don't know.
To make some money?
Useful or making money?
Maybe that's their outlet. Maybe they don't want to be public with it. It just, they feel good knowing that people follow it. They get a little something out of it. Right. They laugh.
Maybe they're secret millionaires doing something on the side or for real. And then this is their thing on the side.
Or maybe it's God for real.
That's why you got to follow. That's why I got to follow him. Yeah.
Because if you don't, then what?
He might be verified.
Do you go to Twitter hell?
Actually, that's true. None of them are verified.
None of them.
How can you verify any of those?
You got to verify one of them.
There's got to be a way. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way.
Santa Claus verified.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Let's see what that little fat joke up to.
He's like, at this time of year, he'd be like...
football.
Football, yeah. Drinking tea. Drinking hot toddy.
Getting ready for the parade.
All right, well, we got a good amount to talk about. Even though it was a slow movie weekend, there's still plenty of shit to go over.
Oh, man, you said shit.
I did say shit. You scared me. I'm sorry. Yeah, you did jump. I hit at the dump button. Where's the dump?
It's hot.
Oh, that's not the dump button.
Don't boo yourself.
I don't have a dump button here.
All right, don't dump it.
But we know what we do have. The Netflix Instant Pick of the Week. There we go. Let's get this baby started.
Shake it up. Well, just reach in here. It's okay.
Reach in. See what it spits out for you.
Wait, I got one. I got it.
All right. And Juicer Cog, we're going to let you know if it's on there or if it's not. It shouldn't be. It should be on there. I mean, I kind of went through it recently to make sure all the picks in there are updated.
Okay. But I need a good one, so.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. They're all good. It's a Crespolisso Randomizer 9000.
I like that. Yeah. It actually says that.
So you can check out all past Netflix picks at chriscrespo.com. And this week's Netflix pick is, Kevin, if you don't mind, let us know.
Bloodsport.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. All right, this pick is obviously for the dudes listening. Because
it's an awesome movie.
Because the ladies aren't really Jean-Claude Van Damme fans.
Yeah, but they play Bloodsport.
Well, they got their own Bloodsport going on. Hey-o! All right, soundboard working there.
I just wanted to see if your soundboard.
Bloodsport from 86, I think.
1988.
88.
I remember this.
The movie was actually, the movie actually sat on the shelf for 2 years. They made it in like 85, 86, and then it sat on the shelf for 2 years. Because apparently it was so terrible. They're like, what are we going to do with this thing? And then they finally re-edited. They cut a lot of things out. And then they put out an edited version of it, and it's glorious.
It's
love
Bloodsport.
It is Bloodsport.
All
right. The supposed real life story of a dude named Frank Dukes.
Yeah, real life story, my ass.
Who fought? It's all at the end of the movie. The movie even ends with like here's factoids updating like all the guy and all the shit that he did and how many times he won the tournament. Yeah. And like he has a record for fastest knockout, fastest punch, and all this stuff. And it's about his first time fighting in the Kumite. The Kumite, the underground fighting tournament that it's supposed to be super secret, yet everyone knows about it.
Yes.
That dude from Revenge of the Nerds is in it.
Yes.
How do you remember all of this?
Because Bloodsport, I'll tell you this, man. Bloodsport, when I was 10 or 11, summer vacation, long days, not doing much.
Okay.
I rented two movies, Bloodsport and Critical Condition, with Richard Pryor and Bob Saget. And in one day, I shit you not, I watched Bloodsport. Critical Condition, Bloodsport, Critical Condition, and then Bloodsport.
Again?
Yes, all in one day. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
You watched Bloodsport 3 times in one day.
And Critical Condition twice.
You could have watched 2 more movies.
I could have watched 3 more movies.
3 more movies, yeah.
But I didn't have 3 more movies.
Nope.
Bloodsport.
And I loved the Bloodsport. And Critical Condition was pretty good, too. Although, I'll be honest, I was watching that at the time more because I had Bob Saget in it.
Yeah,
because I was like, it's a guy from Full House.
You had to get some more Full House.
And there was this running joke about Richard Pryor making Bob Saget running around and give everyone rectal examinations. And then he was like, at the end, he was like, do I have to stick my hand up another guy's ass?
Yes.
He's like, no, you're good. Crazy movie. That should be, one day it'll be on Netflix and it'll be a pick of the week. But now it's Bloodsport, Jean-Claude Van Damme, awesome movie. I love it. It's got Bolo Young, the bad guy. He was in Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
All right.
That guy's awesome. And in another Van Damme movie, Double Impact. Remember that one?
I do.
Where he played two guys, and then Bo Young was in the suit the whole time.
Yeah. I saw all of those movies just because at the time those were real big deals.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't the big out of the action guys. I wasn't a Van Damme.
Who was your guy? Was it at that time it was Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Van Damme,
Bruce Willis,
Seagal. That's your five.
I like Seagal and I like Schwarzenegger.
At that time.
Man, I liked all of them, but Van Damme was the least of them.
Oh, and Chuck Norris too.
Yeah. I like Chuck Norris. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I liked all the guys too, but everyone has their personal preference for sure. At the time, I was more of a Stallone guy. Mm-hmm. But now we've had my druthers. Yeah. I'd rather watch an 80s Schwarzenegger movie than a Stallone movie. Yeah. Yeah, much more.
Oh, totally.
Commando, Predator, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, he got that Van Damme, Bloodsport, Kickboxer. That's a double feature right there.
Kapow.
Man, so good. That first Universal Soldier.
That was a good one.
Directed by the guy that did Independence Day, Roland Emmerich. Yeah. Man. Little known fact by people who don't really care. All right, so there you go, Bloodsport. Great pick. Thank you so much, Kevin. Here we go. Box office. Oh, before we do the box office recap, I wanted to say, rest in peace, Joan Rivers. That shit is sad.
Yeah, she was funny.
Yeah, that bums me out because she was super funny. And she was just getting like a routine like throat surgery, outpatient surgery. Mm. And then she ended up having a cardiac arrest. Now, like, the health department's looking into that clinic and the NYPD and stuff.
No.
You know, to each his own. I never thought she needed like that much work done. Like,
oh yeah, no.
At a certain point in time, it became a running gag with her.
She
never really needed it. People kind of accepted her. Nobody ever. The complaints about her never had anything to do with how she looked.
No,
like
no.
Oh, I wish she looked this way or that way. I wish she would have been a little more comfortable with herself.
Yeah,
because that's what she gave was herself on stage.
100%. Yeah, that's who she was.
That's just kind of weird. She felt the need to keep changing her look.
But she gets into that stuff a little bit in this documentary that's really good. Came out a few years ago, and it kind of plays on the whole plastic surgery thing. It's called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, and it's all about how, you know, it goes into that and her whole history and everything. If you want to like get a really good appreciation for Joan Rivers, check out that documentary. It might be on the Netflix Instant too. It's a good one. But it sucks that. I mean, I follow her on Twitter. Definitely one of the best Twitter accounts I thought out there.
I'm sure,
because she just
rips into people.
She goes hard. She goes hard. One of the funniest things I heard that she said was when she was making fun of Elizabeth Taylor at one point. Mm-hmm. She said Elizabeth Taylor was so fat that she put mayonnaise on her aspirin.
Nice.
That's some cold shit right there.
Yeah, she was old school.
Yeah, she was. She was awesome. She was awesome. All right, so here we go. Rest in peace, Joan Rivers. Box office recap for the weekend. Drew, where are we starting with those
numbers? Starting off at number five, November Man. Comes $4.2 million dollars, total of $17.8.
Oh my god! Oh my god,
November
Kevin!
Man.
This movie.
Yeah, he is November Man. He's like a superhero with the powers of November.
What can he do? Like Thanksgiving you?
What do you get? What do you get?
leftovers.
You would think, sorry, with November, nothing to do with the month of November. All his powers include.
No, once he comes through, he's like the month of November.
Does he throw like wishbones?
Once he comes through. Everything's dead.
They actually tell him at one point. Someone says to him, "You know, we used to call you because it's Pierce Brosnan."
Okay.
We used to call you the November Man because when you would come through. No, it said because then you would come through.
And nothing would be left alive.
And nothing would be left alive. And then that's it.
Because apparently that's what happens in November. Everything dies in the month of November, Kevin.
I did not know that.
I know, right?
I thought it was Thanksgiving and shopping and, you know, and
November's
Black Friday.
November's kind of a cool month. I like November.
It is.
The weather, the leaves are changing
in
most of the country.
Well, here it's still 80 degrees in Florida. But
it's a comfortable.
Okay. It's manageable.
It's at November 80. On the Rotten Tomatoes, November Man has a score of 35%, average rating 4.6 out of 10. I think that's high. I would give it like a 2 out of 10.
Now, he's supposed to be some sort of what?
He's like
old secret agent.
He's an old secret agent.
Like a cleaner?
No. Well, maybe he was. I think he's kind of retired.
Okay.
Because he's just like living in Greece or somewhere. And then he gets pulled into some job where his old protege is like now trying to kill him. So it's like the student trying to take out the teacher.
He's got
to
get him.
He's got to get him. So he's trying to get him back. And
I've seen this movie.
You have seen this movie. And you've seen much, much better versions of this movie.
Yes, you have.
November Man. No good.
November Man.
We definitely do not recommend seeing it. You can check out my review of November Man and all the reasons why I don't like it at ChrisCrespo.com.
Number four this week, Let's Be Cops.
Yeah, Drew just moves it along.
We can gross to $5.4 million, total gross to $66.5 million on a budget of $17 million.
Let's Be Cops. quietly making money.
Now, is, I know, right? This is the comedy with Damon Wayans Jr.?
Yes.
I heard it was hilarious.
It's not hilarious.
No.
Oh, it's not hilarious.
Nah.
Well, why is it so popular then?
I don't know. Maybe
why because it's making a list.
There are no other comedies.
It's an R-rated comedy, and people need something to laugh at.
I thought it was good, huh? Yeah. No, it's not.
Nah, I didn't like it that much. And it was weird. You know, the movie came out like right when Ferguson was popping.
So what's the setup?
4 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, 4 weeks ago.
And you would think it would have tanked.
Yeah, well, the first opening weekend wasn't too good. But it's over a few weeks, it's staying in the top five.
You would have think, well, this worked for him because back when something else happened, when the Trayvon Martin thing happened, they had to change that neighborhood watch movie.
They changed it to The Watch.
See, I know something about movies.
There you go. Yeah, you remember your history, your social history in movies.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
they tie together.
That's all I got.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. So that's the world we live in.
But this worked in the opposite. You got something where cops are a hot issue, and then like a funny cop movie.
Yeah.
It makes the top 10
and it's
top 5.
And it's about two guys who pretend to be cops,
and they're not cops.
And they're not cops.
George Zimmerman all over again.
And you know what? And in the movie, it's Damon Wayans Jr. and Jake Johnson, Jake Johansson. I don't know.
Yeah,
the,
who's that guy?
Some white guy.
What's he do?
They're both from New Girl. That's Zooey Deschanel show. Both of them.
I don't know that.
I don't know. Yeah. But so they both pretend to be cops, and it's weird how the black guy of the duo, he is not comfortable with the whole charade at all. He's very
I don't want to be the police.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Okay,
the white guy is all a fucking about it.
He's
all about abusing the power that comes with the badge.
See, there's accuracy.
Yeah. It is accurate, but it's like I don't want to be laughing at this stuff because it's real. And then when the cops do take advantage of their authority, they're not just trying
joking
to pick up
it.
Chicks. They're shooting people with tear gas. It's just bad timing for the release. With the Ferguson stuff and all the other, like all the issues coming up now with the militarization of the police. It's an interesting deal. And there's a scene too where the two dudes, they find like a cache of like Russian stolen weapons
so they
arm themselves up and
to
all
the
this
teeth.
SWAT team stuff.
Like, yeah. It literally everything that's happening is happening in this movie.
Yes, but played for laughs.
Okay.
Yeah. But the laughs aren't. It's not that funny. It really isn't that funny. It's a type of movie
Do you think it would have been funnier if it wouldn't have come out like right now? If it would have come out 6 months ago?
I think it would have been a little easier to laugh at some of the stuff. Yeah. Because that stuff, especially for me, was forefront of the mind at the time. But even if it came out 6 months ago, I would still be like, yeah, Redbox it. Yeah. You know, don't rush to see it in the theater. See it on HBO one night.
Will it get a sequel?
If it's making this little bit of money, it might get a cheap sequel, a $20 million sequel, make another $60, $80 million. It could.
Ugh.
Hey, you know what? Good for Damon Wayans Jr. He was my favorite part of the movie. I liked him.
Is he funny in his dad?
No.
He hasn't made a Major Payne yet, so no.
No.
Not until he makes something as good as Major Payne. Well, I give
Major
him that title.
Yeah, that was funny.
I love that stupid movie.
Yeah, he ain't funny as dad. I was just saying. Yeah. He can't be.
It's tough when you're, especially.
But it looks so much alike, though.
They do. And they sound alike as well.
They got to do a movie where like they're playing younger and older versions of the same character.
They really do.
They got to do a time travel movie.
Yeah, they should. Agreed.
Forrest Whitaker did that in Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai. There's a scene where it's young Ghost Dog and it's his son. And it looks just like him. It looks like a teenage version of Forrest. Like, except no wonky eye.
Yeah.
Wait, there's something there. You can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that.
George Clooney did that with that war movie he did recently. What was it? The Monuments Men.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I actually did see that.
Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember at the very end of the movie where the old version of George Clooney takes
his... That was his dad. I knew that.
Yeah, Will
Smith did that with his son.
Yes, with the Pursuit of Happiness, right? Wasn't that his son?
Oh, I was going with the alien movie when he got wounded. What's the one that just came out?
After Earth.
They really didn't do that. Yeah.
But they ended up body same person.
They're like, Lil Will, go out there and save us.
Yeah.
Let me sit here
and go act against nothing.
That movie was not as bad as people said it was, but it wasn't that good either.
Yeah. I remember when
they slammed it harder than it deserved to be slammed.
I remember when I saw it, I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was terrible. I just thought it was a very small movie.
I expected it to be worse because they slammed it. I was like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. I think it's because it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and people want to be able to shit on, you know.
See, I like Shyamalan.
Yeah, I know you. M. Night Shyamalan.
And I saw it on a cruise ship when it was raining.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah, well,
no expectations.
Nothing else to see.
Yeah. I saw that shit opening weekend.
Yeah, so did I. It was awful. Number three this week.
Oops. Sorry.
If I Stay had a weekend gross of $5.75 million, total gross to $39 million on a budget of $11 million.
If I Stay is...
It's a horror movie?
Dead Girls.
Close.
No.
Close.
If I stay, will you kill me?
No.
Sort of.
If I stay, will you love me?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Something.
Yeah. That's not killing.
Which is almost, what? No, depending on how you look at it, it could be the same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is dead. You said dead girl.
Yeah, it's a girl who dead she's girl. Like in an accident or something. She's in a coma of some sort, and she has an out of body experience, and she's like trying to decide whether she's going to go back into her body and live some handicapped life.
Ooh, or go on over to the other
or
side.
With a boy who loves her, or go to the other side. Light. Yeah.
Yeah. So either she goes into the light, or she stays back with the boy that she loves.
I hope she goes to the light.
She should.
You see what that's all about.
Yeah, that's more interesting then. But yeah, but she's a teenage girl. She wants her first kiss, et cetera, et cetera.
Doesn't matter. They say the light is awesome.
They have to go to prom.
Yeah, she says, I got to go to prom. But she ain't going to prom now, I think, if she stays.
Screw the prom. They ain't got no light at the prom.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah, I went to a bunch of them.
A bunch of them.
Nice.
Well, like you went to yours and some other chicks?
Yeah, I went to mine, and then I had my girlfriend went to another school. So we went to mine, then we went to hers.
Oh, double prom. Kind of thing. Yeah. That's expensive, man. Two corsages?
Oh, all of that.
Double rental, tux rental?
Tux rental.
Double limo.
No limo. We didn't do the limo. My uncle had a Ford Explorer.
Sweet.
It just came out. It was like no one had ever seen
fresh.
One.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm old as hell.
That's awesome.
No. I went to the prom in like the OJ Bronco.
Yeah. slow chase. I didn't do that. Driving really slowly down the highway with a bunch of cops behind
you. I did go in a Bronco 2. Like the little small Bronco. It was brand new. My uncle just got it. He let me take it to the prom.
That's awesome.
I thought it was the best thing going.
Oh, yeah.
So did you go to prom, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Well, what little of it I remember, yes.
Prom, yeah, prom's lame.
I was on.
I didn't go.
I was on a lot of intoxicants, my friend. A lot.
What a surprise.
I mean, a lot.
This guy, are you serious?
I mean, a lot.
That is a shock and a half.
You would have been bored around me. You know what I was on?
What?
Like,
I had a four pack of Bottles of James wine coolers.
Wine coolers.
A four pack.
I mean, that is a very high school thing to. So like, I'm getting down with some of this raspberry mist.
Man, I had two of those things, and yeah, I thought I was.
I had a lot more than that. Just that.
Well, this guy was a damn degenerate.
Oh man,
a whole lot more.
He had life handed to him on a platter, and he just kicked the platter over and did coke in the back of it.
Oh, I flipped the platter over and started snorting drugs.
I melted it down. Bought some more.
Number two.
Hold on
a second,
real quick. I forgot to do Rotten Tomatoes. If I stay, 38% on the tomato meter. Average score of 5 out of 10. They say, although Chloe Grace Moritz gives it her all and the story adds an intriguing supernatural twist,
it's not enough.
It is ultimately more manipulative than moving.
Number two this week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Weekend gross 6.5 million, total of 174, budget of 125.
In my fantasy work league,
right,
there's a team called Teenage Mutant Ninja Bortles.
I like that.
Team.
And then when we did the draft,
Bortles in a half shell.
When we did the draft, the dude that running that team, he showed up and he had a full look like it was straight from the '80s, like Teenage Mutant Turtle pajama suit,
nice,
like green pants, green shirt, and a mask like with the string around it, just a cheap mask. And he dressed up totally like
all about it.
He was all about it. Totally dressed up like a turtle.
Did you dress up?
No.
did anybody else dress up?
Not like that. Some other people like brought like jerseys and stuff.
Oh, this guy's gonna be devastated if he doesn't win.
He is. Well, he is all about it. I remember not this year, but the year before we did a draft together, and he brought like he had two binders with pages and pages of cheat sheets and like all this stuff. And then there I was with my top 1 to 200 I pulled from Yahoo that morning. I'm like, all right, here we go. Who's injured? I don't know what's going on.
I would have sat by him and messed with him the whole time.
I think I was sitting next to him. I was like, I mean, what do you got? Who's here? Let me see that list you got over there. What are you doing? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You're not a. Are you ever a fan of that stuff?
No, because that was.
That's after your time.
Is that 90s?
Yeah.
Actually, it started in the mid 80s. The cartoons started mid to late 80s.
I was not in on this.
You were watching Saturday morning cartoons at that point?
I was not watching it. I don't know. I was in high school.
That's when you're going to prom.
I was getting ready to like start my senior year in high school.
Were half hour toy commercials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to get that last spot on the football team.
Working hard for that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
So you can get run over by Emmitt Smith.
And sit on the bench. Keep it from flying away.
Someone's
it's windy out there, man.
Yeah,
it's windy. Yeah, you got to do your part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to hold up the fence. Yeah. You got to do all that stuff. 20% on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Agreed.
With a average score of 3.7 out of 10. But you know what? I mean, there's still people out there who like it. I'm hearing people talking about it. Some people enjoy it.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is in it.
That's about the only reason why I would have.
She's wearing a yellow.
But she's awful
yellow
in it.
Jacket.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
She had a bunch of fight scenes that they. I mean, yeah, but she's not good.
She's
but
awful
it's not
in
like
everything.
She was pregnant when they shot that.
Yeah, it's the thing. They had to like shoot around that stuff, and then they shot a bunch of action stuff with her after she had her kid, and then they cut all that stuff out. So the Turtles movie, it's not very good. It's
garbage.
What are you gonna do?
Do they still like pizza?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good.
I saw online Pizza Hut was doing a thing.
Turtles pizza.
If you order, you can order your pizza and they ask you like, do you want to cut, you know, in triangles? You want to cut in squares or whatever? And then they add a new option. Do you want it in turtle slices? And
What's that?
That's when you just cut it just once lengthwise, once down the middle. Then it's just you make your pizza into four giant slices.
I like that.
Turtle slices, yeah.
They should give you a side, like some turtles for dessert.
Yeah, the chocolate.
That would do
See,
it.
That's a little too conceptual for pizza. Ask him to think now.
That's what I like. I think in chocolate.
They're just like, just buy some wings and upsell them some. All right, here we go.
Number one this week, Guardians of the Galaxy made a weekend gross of $10.1 million, total $294, budget $170.
Goddamn Guardians of the Galaxy.
Man, you can't stop them Guardians.
No, you can't.
It's pretty ridiculous. And worldwide, what are we at? We're looking at $586 million worldwide. So can't stop them Guardians. Ain't nowhere to stop them. And, of course, it's great reviewed as well, 92% on the Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a good movie.
We like it quite a bit. Have you had a chance to see it yet, Kyle?
I tried to go see it.
And the theater was packed, right?
What
happened?
No. I tried to go see it second weekend it came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And this has been a point of contention at the household.
Uh-huh.
Because my girl goes, well, you won't take me to see Guardians of the Galaxy. We show up to see Guardians of the Galaxy, the matinee on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
As we're walking up, I purchased the tickets online. As we're walking up to get our tickets, she goes, I can't find my wallet. She couldn't find her wallet.
Oh.
So instead, we went back home looking for her wallet.
Oh, no.
So I paid to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Boo.
Did not go see it. And then last night, she had the nerve to say, well, you know, we still haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy. And I go, wait a minute. I took you to see it. Like, I couldn't have done more to take you.
We were there.
We were at the door.
We were there. Oh,
my God. We paid for it.
That's hysterical.
We're going to go back and see.
Right, well, it's going to be around for a while more. So you got at least, I would say, another 3 or 4 weeks before he starts pulling this
movie
thing.
Lived up to the hype and then some.
It exceeded the hype.
It was a lot better than a lot of people thought it was going to be. Even people that had high expectations.
Yeah. It blew the fanboys away. The non-fanboys, you know, normal people still would like it very, very much.
Okay.
Groot, the tree character guy, he's become... I thought it was going to be Rocket Raccoon. I thought Rocket Raccoon was going to be the new big pop cultural thing.
It's Groot.
It's Groot. People love that giant fucking tree thing. And there's Groot stuff everywhere now.
Oh, Groot was the winner.
Yeah. I am Groot.
I am Groot. That's just those three words. Vin Diesel. The power of Vin Diesel. Yeah. And his voice. Because he didn't even do motion capture stuff. Nope. He just showed up and said, I am Groot. In like six different languages and got the hell out of there.
That is crazy.
He probably got paid.
He probably got the back end deal on it too because they didn't think it was going to do much.
He got a few $1 million for a couple hours in a recording booth.
I'm going to do what he did. That is crazy. I'm going to see if I can do a whole show with all I reply is that is crazy.
That is crazy.
We'll call it That Is Crazy Podcast.
Welcome to the That Is Crazy Show. Mm-hmm. Put other people talk.
Just have people call. Just have lines and then I'm talking at the end. I go,
That is crazy.
It's how many different ways you can say it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, man. That is crazy.
Now that, my friend, is crazy. Oh, I can do it all week.
Yeah. That is crazy. Oh, man. We can do
crazy,
this.
Crazy, that is.
We can. Oh, the Yoda show. All right, here we go. New movie is coming out on DVD this Tuesday. Speaking of Marvel, got that Captain America Winter Soldier coming out on DVD on Tuesday. Have you seen that one yet?
No, man. You know, I don't like Captain America.
I'm not a Captain America.
Do you like Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Then you should see this movie.
Robert Redford's good.
Okay.
Yeah. This Captain America movie...
Is it a Robert Redford movie?
Did you even see the last one?
No, I didn't.
All right. The last one, it was like a World War II movie. All right. It was like a comic book version of a war movie. This Captain America sequel is like a comic book version of a 70s political... espionage thriller type movie, because the whole movie is about government control and spy programs.
And Captain, drones, technology.
Captain America's like, you know, I thought the government, I thought I was working for the good guys, but I don't know who I'm working for anymore. Who are the
good guys?
Yeah, okay. It's actually quite interesting. It's pretty good. And then they introduced the Falcon character, what's his name? Anthony Mackie plays the Falcon. And in the comic books, now this is interesting. In the comic books, they very recently announced that the new Captain America is going to be played by, or not played by, but Captain America's dead, Steve Rogers. He's dead or retired. And the Falcon is taking over the role of Captain America in the comic books. So we have our first black Captain America.
Who is Anthony Mackie?
In the movies, it's Anthony Mackie.
But it might be somebody else.
It could be someone else. But I think that's what they're gearing up for after Avengers 3. Because all the people they have now, Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, they have everyone signed up, locked up in contracts through Avengers 3. After Avengers 3, they're going to need all new people for all these roles. Because they're all going to be like, I want $100 million to be able to come back to this movie. So they might go with the Falcon as a new Captain America at that point. Speculation.
It's crazy.
there you go. Also coming out on DVD, Brick Mansions. That remake of District 13 with...
never got to see that.
With what's his face? Guy in the Porsche. Yeah, the remake.
The dead guy.
With the dead guy. What's the dead guy's name?
Paul Walker.
There's
a lot of dead guys out there now. Yeah, it's his second to last movie because then he got the Fast and Furious coming out next year. Mm-hmm. So, for you Paul Walker fans, here you go. Brick Mansions coming out. Drew, what's coming out in theaters?
Theaters this week. Oh, Kevin, you should enjoy this.
Uh-oh.
Idris Elba's new thriller, No Good Deed.
That's when he break up in the house.
Yeah.
Start
snatching people.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah. It's a home invasion movie. Yeah. I read that the guy who directed, he does a lot of British TV stuff, and actually he directed like half of Luther.
I'd like to see this.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. Idris Elba's awesome. I like Taraji P. Henson.
I like her too.
Yeah. She's like, if you can't get Viola Davis, then you get Taraji P. Henson.
Here's the thing. No matter what he does in this movie, women will still love it.
Yeah. The woman will be like, he can invade my house any
day. Yes, exactly.
He invade my house. I show him what's up.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's what they think. And then he turns out to be a knife-wielding maniac.
Yes. And all of a sudden, the nuts have turned on.
All of a sudden, I'm just looking forward to it. He looks intense.
He does.
I think so.
He looks really intense.
It's good to see him as a bad guy, right?
Yeah. I think that's definitely part of it. This seems like if they made this movie in the 80s, like early 80s, that role would be played by like Rutger Hauer. like a coke-eyed Rutger Hauer. But now it's Idris Elba. All right, what else is coming out?
Dolphin Tale 2.
Sweet!
With God.
I can't wait. With God. Morgan Freeman.
Featuring God.
Oh, no.
The trailer. This is one of those movies where the trailer for Dolphin Tale 2, it looks like a fake movie. Goes with Harry Connick Jr. and they're like, well, our dolphin's sad. We got to get another dolphin in there. It's like, you only have 30 days.
Our no-tail dolphin is sad.
We have to get a female companion.
Within 30 days.
Yeah, within 30 days. It's just an arbitrary time limit. So we got to get. Oh, my God. The trailer is hysterical. It's actually really, really funny. No need to see the movie. And then at the end of the show, they're like, the girl's like, release hope. And then
that's the name of the dolphin.
Yeah, and they release into the tank, and all people applaud. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you just gave away the ending of the movie right there. And it's funny. It's like the Draft Day trailer. It just looks like a fake movie.
I couldn't do it, man. That's just the. They greenlight this stuff.
The first one banked.
I bet.
It banked.
Now, this is for kids, right?
It's a family movie for kids.
Handicapped
100%. It's about that.
And other handicapped dolphins.
Snowflake the dolphin plays itself. Yeah. Real dolphin over down in. It's like over in St. Peter something like too.
Just chilling.
It's very close by. Yeah. Kind of based on a true story, sort of. Anyway. What's coming out?
The movie that I want to see, The Drop.
Yes, with Tom Hardy.
And Noomi Rapace and James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfini.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. Based on a Dennis Lehane novel. The guy who wrote the books Gone Baby Gone and The Town and stuff like that. All the crime novels.
Yeah.
So it should be good. It's a pretty good trailer. I like Tom Hardy. Looking forward to him doing... have you seen that Mad Max trailer?
Yes, I have. That looks good, too.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
When's that coming out?
Next summer.
At least, that'd be a good one.
I heard that they destroyed over 200 cars for that movie.
Lovely.
Oh, what else is coming out?
That's really about it.
All right. So let's take a break here. Crespo Disco time. We're going to check up on our fantasy football scores and not tell you how we're doing. There's this movie from the early 80s. Kevin, you may have seen this one.
Which one is it?
The Keep. Do you remember this
one? The Keep.
It's about World War II. And a bunch of, like, German Nazis, they hole up in a small town inside a big stronghold, like it's like a monastery. Uh-huh. But it turns out that there's like this evil entity in there that they accidentally unlock.
Then it starts killing everybody.
It starts killing all the Nazis in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's starting to get out to invade the whole world. And Scott Glenn, he's a dude with purple eyes who shows up on a motorcycle to stop it.
I haven't seen that. No, but that sounds good.
It's a wild movie, man. Yeah. Michael Mann did it. It's his only horror movie. He did it like between Thief and Manhunter before he went on to do Heat and Last of the Mohicans, all these other great movies. It's a very, very strange movie, and it's got a Tangerine Dream score, so it's all 80s electronic droning. Wow, wow, okay. Yeah. So I pulled a song from there, a song called "Stealing the Silver Cross." Because that's what happened. There's like a silver cross in the wall. The Germans take it. And then all this smoke comes out and just starts killing them.
Evil,
and like,
evil,
yeah.
Them. Oh, yeah.
And then the Germans like, oh, we need someone that can stop this. They find out in one of their camps, they got this old Jewish guy who knows what's up. Right. So they have him and his daughter come to the keep, played by Ian McKellen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's early 80s Magneto.
He was still old.
They actually put makeup on him to make him look old at that time, because there's a bit later in the movie where the demon thing, they team up together to take out the Germans. Mm. So he's like, I can make you young again. And he makes them a little younger looking. It's interesting.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Very, very strange movie. So here you go, guys. Enjoy the song. We'll be back with the second half of the show. We got a new Billy D, Death at the Movies movie review. You haven't heard that yet, have you, Kevin?
No, I have
brand
not.
Brand new segment. We're going to do a quick fall movie preview for 2014. Got a couple of questions on the Facebook. Got a lightning round. Juice of Cogman versus the world. It's going to be dope. Uh-oh. So here we go, guys. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Second half of episode 87, part 2, take 2. It was recording for a second, then it stopped, and now we're recording again. Me, Chris Crespo, Drew Zuckerberg, Kevin.
Hey.
What up?
All right, we're all chilling here. Kevin, thank you so much.
Oh, man, you know.
You know, we're just chilling. Just having a good time.
I think I left something on the stove.
Did you? Delicious ribs?
No.
Oh, man, you brought those ribs by to the Wall Street Plaza studio on Thursday.
So you guys are a big fan. I didn't know you guys like goat so much.
I know. Goat's delicious.
Those were goat ribs.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
Well, then they were delicious goat ribs.
They were awesome goat ribs.
Those were some big goat ribs.
She was like, huh? Goat ribs. You got to let somebody know if it's something other than pork, chicken, or beef.
We'd get down on some goat, though.
Goat ribs.
I eat some goat ribs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But those ribs were good.
Well, good. Thanks, man. I didn't even get one.
You didn't?
No.
But there was like 4 or 5 left.
They were cold.
By that point, yeah.
Hey, if the ribs are as good as you say they are, they'll still be just as good cold.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Actually,
that's all I'm saying.
I had a good one. I had a cold one, and it was quite good.
All right, I'm going to have a cold one.
I'm sure they're still there. All right, let's get the plugs out of the way. ChrisCrespo.com. Go there for past Netflix instant picks, reviews, past episodes of Cinema Crespedito. You can also download the show on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Rate us and review us, because that really, really helps, and we really appreciate it. Follow the show on Twitter at Crespedito. And on Facebook at Cinema Crespity. So, Drew, where can people find you online?
At Antera419 on Twitter and Instagram.
That's 419. The numbers. Don't spell it out. You'll never, ever find them.
Never.
Kevin.
You can follow me at The Soul Brother.
Yes.
Right there on Twitter.
And follow the show, SBK Live, at...
At SBK Live. Look at that.
Listen to the show at SBKLiveRadio.com.
Thank you.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You're on a whole bunch of services,
aren't
you? A
bunch of them, but those are the only ones.
Those are the main ones.
The main ones, yeah.
You ever look at your stats to see where people are
some people
going
are listening
for
on
your
some
show?
Weird stuff.
They do, yeah. I got at least one person listening through like an Apple TV.
Yeah, you get one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, one person's putting us up on their fucking television.
That's cool. That's cool.
That is cool. Maybe they're going around vacuuming or something.
You know what? And if people are leaving those reviews for you on Stitcher and iTunes, you should read some of the 5 stars.
That's what I want to do.
And a couple of the ones.
Just because.
Don't have any ones. If you want to give us a 1-star review, don't be afraid to do that. Hey, if it's an honest, but you know what? If you're listening this far into the show, what's the chance of them when they give us a 1-star review?
That's true.
You know, I mean, if you're listening here, you're still a fan, and we appreciate it. So that means you like the show. That means rate us, review us. So we'll read it. You know what else I want to do? I've been asking on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, hit me up either at CrespoDiso or at I am Chris Crespo. If you have a little mini movie review, like a Twitter-sized movie review, hit me up, and I'll read your movie review.
Oh, excellent.
On the show, so we can get some more listener opinions about various films. And hopefully it'll spark a couple discussions here. So that's the type of stuff we like to do around here. So yeah, make sure SBK Live. Listen to that show. It's an awesome show. And there you go.
Let's see. Where are we
going to start? I'm going to start with a fall movie preview.
Okay.
All right. We got some big movies coming out from now until the end of the year.
All righty.
I highlighted 9 movies at ChrisCrespo.com, but I'll also talk about them here. I'm going to start with the month of October. Have you seen the trailer for the new Ben Affleck movie, Gone Girl?
Yes, I saw that today, actually.
Where his wife is missing and he's the main suspect?
Yes,
yeah.
He did it.
You think so? You think he did it?
Yeah, dirty Ben. Everybody wants to be bad now, man, I'm telling you.
It's more fun to be bad.
I think so.
Yeah, you can. There's more nuance to it.
But I think you wait, though. You wait and you have this body of work going one direction, and then when you flip to be bad, it pays off.
It's like the Robin Williams thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, he spent like 15, 20 years being the good guy.
But Ben Affleck will not be successful if he's doing that smile. He looks like he wants to smile all the time. He's got to stop that.
Like he's got something.
Like he knows a little secret.
But maybe that'll work for this character. Maybe they saw something where that attribute will work for a guy who's maybe hiding a couple secrets.
Is he going to be all, like he was secretly ripped? I didn't know that. He's secretly ripped.
And he had to get secretly ripped again for Batman, I'm sure, coming up.
No, that's full on ripped.
Yeah. Even playing old Batman. He's playing like 45-year-old Batman. He's still going to be mega ripped because he's HGH and crazy. Allegedly.
Sweet.
Probably not. But that movie looks good. It's a David Fincher movie. Guy did Fight Club, Zodiac, you know, all these great movies. He's fantastic. 7, The Game. So I'm sure it's going to be really, really good.
Be good.
Coming out October 3rd. 2 weeks later, 2 movies coming out. Have you seen the trailer for the movie Fury?
Who's this?
That's Brad Pitt in a tank.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, dude. Looks crazy.
Wait, in a tank? Like what?
It's the final days of World War II. America is making the final push into Germany, into Nazi Germany, to finish the war off. And the movie is all about this tank battalion where there's, I think they're down to one tank with five guys, and Brad Pitt's the leader of it. And it's just like the final days of the war and how the tank warfare in Germany. I think there's a point where it gets kind of like 300 Sparta on them, where there's only five of them, but there's like 500 soldiers coming down.
I'm in.
Yeah, it looks intense. Yeah. And it's written and directed by the guy who wrote Training Day and wrote and directed End of Watch. You ever see that one?
Is that Andy Fuqua?
No, Anton Fuqua's the director. Fuqua. It's David Ayer.
Okay, I don't know this. That's Training Day guy.
That's Training Day. He wrote Training Day.
Wrote it.
And then he wrote and directed the End of Watch movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena.
You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, he has that style. He does a lot of stuff about L.A. cops and stuff, right?
Has that L.A. look in his movies, too.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But this one is his war movie, so looking forward to that.
I hope it looks like it's in L.A.
That'd be funny. Yeah. The German forests of Los Angeles.
Getting wet in Germany.
Now, have you seen the trailer for this Michael Keaton movie?
No.
Called, looks crazy.
It's called Birdman.
What's he doing?
Okay, get this. Michael Keaton plays an older actor. Who he used to be a big deal, huge movie star. The biggest role he ever played was a superhero named Birdman. But now he's an older guy. He's trying to reclaim his career, and he's doing like a Broadway stage thing. And the whole thing's supposed to be a dark comedy about this older actor played by Michael Keaton just trying to get his shit back together. And it looks crazy. It's a dark comedy, but it's made by the guy who made 21 Grams and Babel.
All right.
Like, this dude only makes heavy, deep, intense, like, dark movies, and then here he is with a comedy.
But it's a dark comedy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think he knows any other mode. It looks crazy. It's definitely a trailer worth checking out.
I gotta see that one.
Called Birdman. So that's coming out in limited release mid-October. But when that comes out wide, it's gonna be worth it. You're gonna be hearing about that one around awards time, for sure. For sure. November 7th. Kevin, we're going to this.
Okay, what is it?
We're going to Porn Orlando.
All right.
To the IMAX Orlando. Screen out there.
Big screen.
And we're going to see Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
Oh, yes, we are.
What is this about?
That's the one where Matthew McConaughey is. It's in the future where food is no longer a sustainable resource on Earth. So the only way humankind can exist is to space exploration, colonize outer space. So Matthew McConaughey is part of a small mission, to go into a newly found wormhole that's going to take him to another part of another piece of space somewhere. Don't know what's on the other side, but they're looking for a hospitable place for mankind to move off of Earth.
And
it looks like the modern, like an updated modern version of 2001: A Space Odyssey. It looks intense.
When's this? November 7th,
Christopher Nolan's new movie. They shot a lot of scenes with IMAX cameras, so it's going to be a huge, awesome
picture.
You got to
see it on IMAX.
So you got to see it on the IMAX. At Point Orlando, they got the real IMAX screen. It's not the digital IMAX, but the real IMAX. Mm-hmm. So I'm organized, and we're getting a whole bunch of people.
All right, I'm in. Let's do it.
Awesome. Sweet. That's going to be great.
November 7th.
November 7th. The week after that, this movie called Foxcatcher. Have you seen any of the pictures of Steve Carell with the huge nose?
Yes,
looking
I
crazy?
Have.
Yeah. That's a movie where he plays a dude who's a... It's based on real life, and he was a multi-millionaire dude who was early into amateur wrestling. So he had his own, like, he was benefacting a school wrestling team, and Channing Tatum plays this guy who, like, he's bringing him under his wing because he's going to push him hard so they can, like, get Olympic gold and shit, and the relationship just goes bad. It just goes bad. And it's directed by the guy who did Capote with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Moneyball. Those are his only two movies. Both those movies nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, all sort of acting awards. And already Foxcatcher played at the Cannes Film Festival. The dude won Best Director.
It's already crushing.
It's already killing it. So it's like he's going to be 3 for 3 with like amazing movies. All of them about real life people and shit. So he definitely has his modus operandi.
Yeah, I was wondering what was that nose.
Yeah, the nose looks crazy. Yeah. And then when you watch a trailer, he's even talking kind of weird. Like, he's definitely doing a full performance where...
Well, I'm glad he's doing something different.
Yeah, it's definitely different from what he's been doing. It's 180 degrees from, like, The Office and all that stuff, you know, for sure. And then at the end of November, got that new Hunger Games coming out.
Oh, can't wait to see that Katniss. Well, actually, I just did see that Katniss.
Yeah, everyone saw that Katniss and now.
Now I'm hungry. Not for Katniss.
It's not a game.
No, it's not. It isn't a game. Well, not the game anymore.
No, it's not.
You've seen the first two of them, right?
Yes, I did. I love those
movies. Yeah. And this one's it's the third book, the last book but they split into two movies.
So well, odds are in her favor.
Forever.
Oh yeah,
it seems that way.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, we'll see. I mean, I know you're a big fan. I thought the second one was better than the first one.
I did too, but I just thoroughly enjoy. It's different, man. Both of those movies were different than what you usually are seeing. They, so for me, it worked.
They are pretty different.
I didn't read the books. I didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I guess it's supposed to be like chick flick kind of.
I think more young adult.
Young adult.
Yeah. With a strong female presence.
Yeah, I watched
presence.
That. I watched the Harry Potter.
The Harry Popper. But you won't watch nothing animated, though.
Not yet. No, I'm saving that.
Okay, fair enough. And then finally, December, Ridley Scott's newest Swords and Sandals epic.
Swords and Sandals,
Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Yes. Put that on the calendar.
That looks crazy.
Let's go see that in the IMAX.
Yeah, we can go do that. That's
slicing and killing and stabbing.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh,
what happened?
Time to take it. It's Moses versus Ramsey. It's Juicy Cogburn versus the world. Here we go.
Juicy Cogburn versus the world. Juicy Cogburn.
I was
going
to bring it down.
All right.
Win first.
All right, here we go. We got a little pen here. Drew Survivor vs. World. So far, Drew, this year you are 9-2.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yes, I am.
Let's see if we can get the 10, or will Kevin take
it
down?
It is ridiculous.
That is obscene. So we're going to do one of my favorite types of games. It's a quote game. I'm going to give you a quote. You tell me who said it. Your options are Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, and Harold Ramis.
Oh,
a lot of dead people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dead comedian powerhouses this year.
I know how to do this.
All right, so Drew, you won last time, so you get to go first. Do you want Group A or Group B?
I'll go with Group A.
Okay, Group A, here we go. Who said it, Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, or Harold Ramis? Number one. I've had so much plastic surgery, when I die, they'll donate my body to Tupperware.
Joan Rivers.
That is correct. And as far as I know, they did not donate her body to Tupperware.
No, they did.
Number two, in America, they really do mythologize people when they die. Heavy quote.
Remus?
Williams. Robin Ooh, Williams.
Who, I would have picked Remus, too.
Who himself was mythologized when he died. Yeah, kind of crazy. Number three, I think anyone who is perfectly happy is not particularly funny.
Maybe that was Remus.
That was Joan Rivers.
Oh,
boy. Number four. Reality is just a crutch for people who can't cope with drugs.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Let's go with Remus.
Robin Williams.
Remus.
One of these has got to be him.
And finally, number five. Who said it? Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, or Harold Ramis? No matter what I have to say, I'm still trying to say it in comedic form.
I'm going for the win on this one. I'm going to go with Ramis.
Harold Ramis is correct.
One of them had to be.
I would have went Rivers.
All right, so you got 2 out of 5. Here we
that
go, Kevin.
Awful.
Excellent showing.
Awful. Awful showing.
All right, Kevin, number one. Who said it? Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, Harold Ramis. Number one. I like to think I'd never do a gratuitous fart joke.
Agreed. Ramis.
That is correct.
That's a Ramis. I got Ramis.
Number two. When in doubt, go for the dick joke.
Oh, man. That's going to be so many people. But I'm gonna rule out Joan Rivers on that because she ain't got no dick. But she can make fun of somebody's dick. That's Robin Williams.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You are tied up. There Number three.
Let me stretch.
I was smart enough to go through any door that opened.
Oh, that's Joan Rivers.
That is Joan Rivers.
Woo! For the win.
Number four, I hate old people.
Pile it on.
I hate children.
Yeah, that's Joan
I think
Rivers.
Any celebrity
Joan.
That adopts a child from a third world country is a fool.
Joan Rivers.
That is Joan Rivers. And number five,
uh-huh.
I'm not a believer in the pratfall. I don't think it's funny just to have someone fall down.
Oh, that's Ramis.
That is Ramis. Perfect 5 for 5.
Woo! I feel good.
I got smoked.
Some.
Kevin crushes it. Good job, Kevin. You get one of
those. Man.
One of those.
You know, I've been watching a lot of just a lot of random TV. So I hear a lot of random quotes these days.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, to be able to identify random quotes to random people is a skill that gets you nowhere.
No.
But still, you got it.
You won.
The world. I represent for the world.
Yeah, yeah. You crushed the world. So go. Drew is 9-3. That elusive 10th win. Not here just yet.
Not going to happen.
Well done. Well done, Kevin. Good job. All right, here we go. So Exodus, Gods of Kings. That does look. That looks good. Christian Bale.
Sanded sandals.
Christian Bale as a Jewish Egyptian. Joel Edgerton as an Egyptian.
A Welshman and an Australian, you know, playing two Middle Eastern people.
You know who's playing Moses' brother? I think it's his brother. Aaron Paul.
Moses' brother?
Yeah, I think it's his brother. He plays the character. He plays Joshua. I can't remember if Joshua was his brother
I'm
or not.
Joshua, bitch.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what that's going to be.
Sigourney Weaver's in this movie. Yeah. And there's another guy. Ben Kingsley's in it. But I can see him fitting because he is.
Sir Ben's awesome.
He's half Indian.
I mean, like Sir, I was about to say.
But there's another guy who's like, I can't believe this dude is in this. It's an interesting cast, to say the least. But, big budget special effects, the whole parting of the sea and the plagues and stuff, that should all look
pretty
awesome.
Oh, I love the plagues. That should look good. That's my favorite part.
Also, that weekend, the guy who did There Will Be Blood and Boogie Nights, Paul Thomas Anderson, his new movie's coming out called Inherent Vice. Okay. And it's a movie where Joaquin Phoenix plays a private eye, a PI, but not the typical... black suit, black tie, hard talking PI. Mm-hmm. He's like a 70s burnout, long hair, like old school hippie type dude. And I think the movie takes place in the 70s. And he's like, someone just dumps a complicated case on him and he's stumbling around trying to figure it out. It's a really good book. Pete Anderson's a great director, so I think it's going to be a good movie. Plus, Benicio del Toro's in it.
I like Benicio.
I'll see anything with Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. Anything?
Would you go see that werewolf movie again?
I was actually, funny enough you say that, I was at Universal Studios and they do the Halloween horror makeup show, which I love. And they do show a lot of the the process of making Benicio into a wolf. They show a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. And that makes me want to rewatch the movie, even though it is not good.
Right.
Even though it's awful.
The makeup, the visually.
It's impressive. Yeah. Extremely impressive. And Del Toro's great.
Especially lending that to Halloween Horror Night, so it works there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Totally. And, it's Universal. What they do is monster movies, the Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein. That's them. That's all them. That doesn't mean they make good movies, though. Have you seen the trailer for the new Dracula movie?
No.
We're
doing Dracula again.
Untold.
It's called Dracula Untold.
Oh, just like something we didn't know about him?
It's his origin story. It's his origin movie.
Did you know Dracula was a hero, not a villain?
When?
According to the movie.
According to the movie.
Is this a read? They're trying to clean Dracula up.
I don't know what they're trying to do. I just know that they're trying. Oh, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to make some money.
That's what they're trying to do.
And Dracula is actually the guy who's playing Dracula. I like this guy.
Who is he?
Luke Evans.
He's in the Hobbit movies.
Well, he's in the new Hobbit movies. Yeah. But you haven't seen the Hobbit movies, right?
Man, I read the book.
Yeah. It was a good book. The Last Fast and the Furious. Did you see that one?
Nah.
You didn't see
it? He was a bad guy.
Did you ever see that Immortals, that fake 300 movie?
I did see that.
Remember the dude who played Zeus and he had that fire whip that he hit his...
Okay, it's that guy.
That guy.
All right.
Yeah, that guy.
I've seen all the cheesy all the mythology movies.
Yeah. Well, that Immortals movie actually looked amazing. Like, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous movie to watch.
God, it's awful.
It's just not very entertaining. It also had Superman in it.
I started watching Vikings. Because I miss Game of Thrones.
Oh, what's that on? No, that's
on the History Channel.
History Channel. You watch Vikings?
I watched the first season.
What'd you think?
The first season was good. After that, I lost me.
I'm still like 3 episodes in the first season. It looks good.
The first season is good. The second season, not so much.
Why did they lose you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of stopped watching it.
They were dumb.
No, the Vikings.
They didn't even know how to sail a boat in a straight line.
They're going in circles.
They didn't know where they were going.
And then they show up somewhere. And I'm like, oh, people.
They start killing a bunch of monks. Yeah, they didn't know what the hell was going on.
Gotta kill those monks.
Fucking Vikings. And then finally, December 19th, the last Hobbit movie. And then finally, we got this Hobbit movie, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, which is funny. They actually renamed this movie. For the longest time, the third Hobbit movie was going to be called The Hobbit There and Back Again.
Isn't this part 2 of the third one?
This is part 3. We're on the third one now.
No, but I thought this was part 2 of part 3.
No. They're not splitting it up. They already took one book and split up. Look, I'm just saying. They took one book that was 300 pages, and they found a way to make 3 3-hour movies. And that was not a good idea.
But now, if they agreed. Do a fifth, they're going to have to... It's going to be Hobbit in the Hood.
Hobbit
it's
in
mandatory.
The Hood.
The fifth has to be in the Hood.
In the Hood with Ice-T, and then followed up with Hobbit
and
in Space.
Coolio's got to be there, too.
And then after Hobbit in Space... Coolio shows up in Hobbit in the Hood, but he doesn't say anything. He shows up in a doorway and then leaves.
Then we got to do Hobbit on Ice.
Hobbit on Ice over at Amway.
The musical.
And then he do Hobbit back to the Hood because they went back.
How about the Hobbit?
Time Machine.
And then how about the Hobbit Untold?
Hobbit Untold.
I like that.
And then Hobbit : Requiem. That's how you know. That's how you know. Then Hobbit after that. Hobbit : Regeneration. Yeah. And then it just keeps. Then from that
the
point
Hobbit
on.
The Hobbit : Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Just keep going. Just keep going. We'll be good to go. So there you go. That's your fall movie preview. A lot of very interesting movies coming out. I'm just looking forward to Hobbit being over, to be honest.
You and me both.
Hobbiting.
All right, let's see. We got a new segment here, Kevin.
All right, what's it called?
We just started doing it last week. It's with our New York City show correspondent, Billy D. And it's called Billy D's Death at the Movies. All right, there you go. That's the intro. And it's our homeboy, Billy D. He's up in New York City. He is our show correspondent up there. He reports for us. He gives us questions sometimes. And I've asked him to give us, if he could, movie reviews, which he's been doing because he's awesome. So let's see. I know I have one right here. And here we go. He writes, "Hi, guys. Back with another... Oh, wait. Back with another death at the movies."
Every time someone says death at the movies...
All right, there we go. What?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Oh, man.
I keep going back and forth.
You gotta be quick.
Yeah. All right. "I had to do a search of ChrisCrespo.com to make sure you have not reviewed this yet. This time around, it's a little movie called Cheap Thrills. Billy saw Cheap Thrills. This is a movie I've been wanting to see for a little while. It's supposed to be a dirty little comedy with David Koechner.
About cheap thrills.
"I originally saw this at a private screening." Ooh, hello, Billy.
Fucking New York asshole.
"And have since watched it via Netflix." It's on Netflix. Go watch it now or wait till this is over. Fantastic. Thank you for letting us know Cheap Thrills is on Netflix, Billy. I'm definitely going to watch that. It stars David Koechner, Ethan Embry, and Pat Healy. Healy is a down-on-his-luck sap who goes out drinking with a kinda scummy low-life old friend, Ethan Embry. And things get weird and dark, so very insanely dark, and it's hilarious. Check out this bleak comedy on Netflix so we can start talking about it. Stay cool, Billy D. I like that sound. Stay cool, Kevin.
Stay cool, man. I try to stay cool. It's as hot as it does.
God, it's hot, man. I'm in here sitting under the AC, and I'm sweating. Man.
Are you really?
That's just...
You want me to fan you?
That's more of a weight problem,
I can whistle
actually.
On you. I'll blow on you.
That's because
I can't blow you.
That's because I like to eat entire pizzas. Whoa, wait. What'd you say? Hey, hold on. Ignoring
it's
that.
It's hot.
One. It is hot. So there you go. Billy D saw Cheap Thrills. This is a movie I've heard about a lot because it did make the rounds at film festivals and stuff towards the end of last year, and it never got a wide release. I did see it on the Bright House, like while it's still in theaters, and for like $7 you can rent it.
Yikes.
But now it's on the Netflix. So, how do you watch your movies? What are you doing to watch movies?
I do Netflix. Netflix first and foremost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
And then you know every now and then I have some other ways.
What about Those other ways.
Those other ways.
What about that Amazon Prime? You on that?
I'm on Amazon Prime too. Sometimes I forget about it, but I'm on that. That's a good service.
I have access to it through someone else's account because you can share that stuff, and I never even think.
Yeah, it's on there though.
Is that weird?
It's good.
You think you would just be more anyway? So I got a couple questions here on the Facebook. This one is from Chico from the show Answer Pants.
Chico.
Shout out to Answer Pants. You can check those guys out at RampantRadio.com. He writes, "Ghostbusters 3 is supposedly going to be an all-female cast, which is blasphemy."
That's the craziest thing.
"Do you guys think it'll work? What would the cast be? What other classic flicks could you see being recast with a female lead? If you guys say Back to the Future, we are no longer friends." Fair enough, Chico. Not saying Back to the Future. Okay, well, first off, take this one at a time. I think I did hear about Ghostbusters 3 being an all-female Ghostbusters.
Not only did I hear about that, but I heard that Bill Murray gave them its blessing.
Female Ghostbusters.
Like, he's like, you know what?
You guys,
I'm cool with it.
Because he doesn't want to be in it.
Yeah.
Okay, you know who they're going to have? Who's that McCarthy lady?
Melissa McCarthy. She's going to be in it.
It's
going
to be her.
Yep.
Who else
is a funny lady these days?
Well, or they could put in Emma Stone.
Uh-huh. Or if you go McCarthy, she's got that thing going with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to put
Kristen
those two.
Wiig.
No Bullock, no.
Oh, Chris. There you go.
There you go. McCarthy, Wiig. Who was the one you said?
I said Emma Stone.
Stone work.
Because sometimes they'll put somebody who, well, she does some comedic stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Super Bad and stuff right. like that.
And then they'll put somebody probably who's like, you wouldn't even think would be a comedic person and give them a chance to be in an ensemble.
You know who?
Go ahead. I got somebody.
Eva Mendes.
Okay, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Okay.
Or Eva, not Eva Longoria, but the lady from Modern Family, Sofia
Vergara.
Yeah, like you might have to, like, they might try to, since they're doing all this, they might try to have a little bit of everything to represent for everybody.
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
To get a bigger audience.
And then if you got to have a black lady, so that's going to probably be
Ernie Hudson in a wig.
No, the same woman that's going to be in the movie with Idris Elba.
Taraji P. Henson?
Yeah, there
you go, right. But only if Viola Davis.
Or Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah might.
Have a little Jada Pinkett. What's she been doing?
She too hard. She too serious.
She
too
light. She won't lighten up for a Ghostbusters.
She don't smile. She was in The Matrix. She don't smile.
Yeah, she doesn't. No. She doesn't smile. Mm-hmm.
She's serious.
Seems like an intense household.
Serious grown woman business.
The Smith household. Yeah. I'd be fine with an all-female. I don't need to see another Ghostbusters movie,
though. We've named at least two of the women that would be in this.
Oh, yeah. Wig and McCarthy. I think.
Yeah, I got to see McCarthy all over.
I mean, how can you not?
Yeah.
Identity Thief made a ton of money.
She's the it woman right now.
Even this Tammy movie that came out, it secretly made like $80 million, $90 million.
I think she's funny without harping on the fat stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's...
I think she's funny.
I don't think she goes to, like, fat jokes, necessarily, but it's the whole thing how fat is funny.
Right.
You know, like, if she was a thinner person, some of her antics might not be as funny.
No, if she was thinner, she'd have to be hot.
Yeah. She's got a pretty face.
But she's funny.
She's fat funny. Like, would John Candy still be funny if he was skinny?
No.
Nah. Because that's how you end up with Chevy Chase.
You know what I mean? Chris Farley?
Oh, no. He needed that weight.
He needed it.
He needed that enlarged heart. Loaded up with.
He didn't need them speed bumps.
Cocaine? Yeah. Oh, boy.
It'll get you.
Poor Farley. Get you. What other classic flicks? Why am I having trouble? What other?
Fix.
Let me drink more beer. Hold on.
Classic flicks.
I got one for you.
What other classic flicks could you see being recast with a female lead?
Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, I like it.
I like it too.
A bunch of heist goes wrong and a bunch of women just like going at each other in a warehouse with guns.
We had Set It Off, but if you're talking about like recasts and stuff, I mean, you could do Set It Off with guys. That's not even nothing
that's,
new.
That's every other
gangster movie, a heist movie.
Yeah. Set It Off was the heist movie with the chicks in it. That was the whole thing.
Okay, let's do Pulp Fiction with two chicks.
Okay.
Doing the Travolta.
Doing the hitman role.
Like some hitman role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about if we keep going with the Tarantino, well, Jackie
you
Brown already has
all of Tarantino movies.
From that point on, though, you got Jackie Brown, Kill Bill, Death Proof. All of them already have female leads. Heathers would be an interesting one.
Well, Heathers,
if you flip it, because Heathers is about all the chicks, right? The popular girls. So we made about the popular dudes, and then the Christian Slater role was played by a chick.
Fight Club.
Ooh,
with the hot chicks fighting.
I like it.
Let's replace.
We got Norton and
Brad Pitt
uh-huh.
with Megan Fox.
Okay, and Ed Norton's character.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's.
Yeah. All right. So Megan Fox will be the Tyler Durden crazy one.
Right.
And then the
normal person.
The normal person who has to break free could be
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That'd be weird as fuck. That's a
strange ass movie, dude.
That'd be a crazy
movie.
We're
already putting chicks in guy flicks.
Well, we talked recently, chicks and guy flicks. I think it was on the last show. We talked about the Expendables.
Yeah.
I like that.
Are they doing that? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
They're doing a spinoff where it's all chicks, and we were throwing out all. There's tons of women that would be great in the Expendables. Actually, one has already turned it down.
Ooh.
Sigourney Weaver. Which I think is a shame.
She's got to be in it. Uma Thurman has to be in it.
Yes.
I mean, you could just go through any action. Anybody that did anything action with Tarantino.
You got all the Zoes. You got Zoe Saldana. You got Zoe Bell, who's an Australian stunt woman, the blonde chick in Death Proof.
Yes.
Rosario Dawson.
You can
she's
put
been
her
doing
in
some action.
Yeah,
because she just did Sin City. She was double wielding Uzis. Eva Green, who is also in Sin City. Any chick that was in Sin City, you can just take them and put them in Expendables.
How many badass chicks are in movies, though? Like,
they're actually
quite a lot.
When you think about it, they are out there.
Okay. What about the
Cersei, Lena Headey, the chick who was in 300 and in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and she was Sarah Connor on the Terminator TV show.
Well, you would have to have the other Sarah Connor lady.
Yeah,
Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton.
She could be like one of these CIA operatives. That she's like the boss of everyone.
Lisa Ling?
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Lisa Ling.
Isn't that a reporter?
Yeah.
The one that was like...
Hot to me too. I don't care.
No, Lisa Ling was good. She was kidnapped or something by South Korea.
Her sister was.
Her sister, yeah.
Still
North
hot.
Korea. Yeah.
Absolutely. A little too serious.
The Ling sisters. Yeah, Expendables should be really cool. I'm looking forward to that.
I want to see that. You got to put Vivica in there too, though.
That's what I was saying.
Vivica was kicking
but then,
ass.
But then we Drew pointed out that we just saw her in Sharknado 2.
Does not look good.
Vivica A. Fox.
No, she doesn't look awful. Good. But that ain't saying about looks at this
She can
point.
Still be a badass.
She was a badass. You take that. I didn't know she was in that Sharknado. I didn't know she was in that. But
and neither did I when she popped up. I was like, oh, Vivica.
What about Pam Grier? Is she too old?
No, she can play like
some
kind of
overlord.
Yeah,
role.
Like Linda Hamilton. She can be one of the shadowy CIA. Yeah, yeah, people.
Any
yeah.
of the girls from the Charlie's Angels. Oh, so Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Not Drew Barrymore. Unless you need some comedy.
You'd rather see in Ghostbusters?
I was going to throw Drew Barrymore in Ghostbusters.
Okay, we'll throw her.
I could see her.
We'll put her in Ghostbusters. We'll put Lucy Liu in Expendables. And we'll put Cameron Diaz in, what was the other movie we were talking about?
You know
about?
Who else they would?
Sharknado?
Sharknado.
This is how
three.
They would mess up this Expendables.
Uh-huh.
They would throw Kate Upton in there.
Oh
yeah, that would be a
like
mess
the,
up.
The ditzy, I don't know how to shoot a gun type
yeah.
of chick.
That would
and
be
then
a
have
mess
to
up.
Use her to, as a decoy or something. Yeah.
Or she could do the comedy.
Or they could just show a picture of her ass, and that'll scare everybody.
Actually, in the Expendables movies with Stallone, he already did the whole using female MMA fighters.
Yeah,
I think Stallone's a genius, man.
He is pretty smart. Although so the last one hasn't made that much money. It might make its money back internationally.
But the fact that they're even putting it out means
yeah.
he won.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is all dude.
You even got Mel Gibson to play the villain.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's winning.
Absolutely. Okay, got another question on Facebook. This one's from Joseph Crespa. Shout out to
I
my brother.
I wonder who that guy is.
Is it what?
Yeah, shout out to my brother. He's,
all right, man.
He's always got good questions. How about this one? What is the most disturbing movies you guys have ever seen? The one that makes you question the morality of the human race for even making a grotesque movie.
Visitor Q.
Ah, damn it, Drew.
Case and point.
Damn it, Drew. I was going to say, don't say it yet. We were going to say that at the same time because I knew that was going to be your answer, and that was
Dude,
my answer, too.
That movie.
You jumped the gun, Drew. You blew it.
That movie scarred me for life.
Really?
Dude, Kevin, this movie.
Dude, you have no idea.
Because that was going to be my answer, too. Visitor Q. Is
this fucking movie, man.
What's it do?
It fucks with you.
Okay, I want to watch it.
Don't no, you, no, you
why
don't.
Just let me watch
no.
it, and I'll watch it tomorrow morning.
You don't
yeah,
you don't
want to
watch
yeah.
No,
is
no.
It, bad?
It is bad. It's
like bad as in waste of time bad?
No. Like
scary?
When it,
disturbing?
No.
Disturbing.
Disturbing.
Like when it's over, it's a family drama.
Yeah.
it's a dark comedy slash family drama involves...
Dead prostitutes.
Dead prostitutes.
Heroin.
Incest. Drug use, necrophilia, lactation.
Lots of lactation.
Lots of lactation.
Black garbage bags.
When you have lots of lactation,
this wasn't in
you
the
need.
Theater.
No, it's a Japanese movie.
Some guy named Q.
Okay, well, if you throw a nose in the mix.
Well, it's just by this guy named Takashi Miike. And what he does is make crazy movies. And for a while there in the 90s and going into the 2000s, he was making 4 or 5 movies a year. He would crank them out. While he's shooting one movie, he'd be editing the movie he just shot, and he'd already be in pre-production on the next movie he's going to do.
Damn.
And at that rate, he made his share of stinkers, but he's made some movies that have had a lasting fucking impact. And Visitor Q is one of his cheaper movies, and it's one you will not forget. It is.
Ever.
Oh, my God.
Never.
And I watched it once. No
Never.
Desire
nope.
to ever see it again, ever.
Man,
nope.
I don't know what you guys
So think. If you want to look it up and then, you know, let us know what you think about it. But, Kevin,
maybe
I'm just
not,
saying.
Maybe not. Maybe
I'm just
I
saying,
don't recommend
Kevin,
it.
Just be prepared to split up your life into two portions. Your life before Visitor Q
and
your
life after.
I can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Are you taking a Visitor Q challenge?
I might have to do it.
Like
have
a,
to
well,
do
what would be your movie? What's the movie that you think of that's like, oh, why did I watch that?
The Human Centipede.
Oh, that's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, it is a
good
one.
I don't know.
Just the whole
it.
Concept.
And people loved it, too, when it came out.
No, I think they loved the idea that how ridiculous it was.
I think people actually, they generally were surprised by how it was made, because when Human Centipede 2 came out, everyone hated that movie.
Because it was a weird way they shot it.
Well, that, and it was like it was like a 10-person centipede, and it was even grosser
That's
and more intense.
Man.
Yeah, the South Park episode where the human, the
human, yeah, that was
human,
funny.
Human,
that
centipede.
Was actually fun.
That was that. Yeah, that was good stuff. That was good times. So, all right, there you go. Visitor Q and Human Centipede. You can't get any worse than that. Mm. Really, pretty much.
Human Q. Let me write that down.
Visitor Q. Yeah. Hey, if you at home or you're listening,
Visitor Q, Human Centipede.
If you want to watch, yeah. Those two movies. If you want to watch Visitor Q and then give us the Twitter size review, we'll love to read it in an upcoming episode of Cinema Crespedisa.
Scarred for life.
Okay, so we did the Billy Dee segment, fall movie preview. Oh, almost forgot all the movie news. All right, let's just blow through. I'm going to blow through some of these pretty quickly. Quentin Tarantino, he owns a movie theater in Los Angeles.
Sweet.
Called the New Beverly Cinema. All right. 7 or 8 years ago, they were running into financial troubles. And it's a type of theater where it's kind of like the Enzion, where they show a lot of old movies, like revival screens, okay, for really cheap. So since they were, it's one of the few theaters like that left in LA, and it's been around forever, and they're about to go under, Tarantino swooped in and saved them, and he bought the theater. So he owns the theater. But now he just announced that starting either September or October, he's going to be the full-time programmer. He's going to pick all the movies, man, that
so
they're
it's
showing.
It's going to be the Quentin Tarantino Presents Theater.
It's going to be every time you go to a New Beverly movie, it's going to be a movie that Tarantino specifically handpicked. And it might even be, they might even show his personal print. Because he said for the last 20 years, he's been curating a collection of 35mm printed movies. He has a huge collection of actual film. And he wants you to be able to go to New Beverly, see these crazy movies that he has, and then know, without having to ask, that you're watching on 35mm film.
That's awesome.
Man.
They even went to the point where last year, the guy who was the programmer, they put in a digital projector next to the 35mm projector without telling Tarantino. He found out about it. No, he didn't fire the guy, but he ripped the digital projector out after he spent all the money to put it in. He's like, nope, it's out of here. He's like, we ain't showing nothing.
There you digital. Go.
Yeah, he loves film. So, LA listeners, California listeners, I know you're out there. You email me. Go see some New Beverly stuff for us. Let us know how it's going. Also, Tarantino's next movie, The Hateful Eight.
Yes.
Coming out fall 2015. So next fall, 1 year from now.
We got to wait.
365.
We got to wait.
I'm tired of waiting.
About 12 months for the new Tarantino. It's going to be a Western, and it's about like a group of eight people, and they're traveling, and a blizzard comes, and they can't keep going down the road, so they hole up in like a general store in a bar or something. Mm-hmm. And then while they're all stuck in there during the blizzard, tensions flare up. Things go bad, people start dying. Mm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta go.
Sometimes you gotta go. And if you gotta go in a Tarantino movie,
that's the way to go.
Dwayne Johnson has announced his first comic book movie role.
Oh, what's he gonna be?
You wanna see a guess? Any guesses what you think Dwayne Johnson might be playing?
Swamp Thing.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is Paul Rudd.
Okay.
And Michael Douglas is old Ant-Man. And Paul Rudd's young Ant-Man. Swamp Thing? No.
Damn it. It'd be a great Swamp Thing.
I think I'd know this.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
I don't know it.
Black Adam.
Yeah.
Really?
He's playing Black Adam.
What the hell is that?
He is the started as the villain for Captain Marvel, for Shazam. Is it Shazam or Captain Marvel?
Oh, I thought he was going to play Shazam. That's what I thought he was going to play.
It's in that movie, but he's going to play his foil, the bad guy, who I think in the comic books over time has turned into like an anti-hero type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his first comic book movie. So he announced it. He's going to be in the...
I thought he had done one.
The Shazam movie. Comic books? No.
No.
He did it.
Shazam.
He did the G.I. Joe. So he did the toy movie.
Right.
And he did... he didn't do any board game movies. You got to get him in the board game movie. Because that's a trifecta. Yep. Comic books, toys, board games. Paramount, they're getting ready to release a new Terminator movie next year. Terminator Genesis.
With Arnold.
Coming back as a T-800. Apparently, they like what they've seen so much, they already announced in 2016 and 2017...
Oh, God.
...two more Terminator sequels.
Awful.
So they are looking to
What's
crank...
What's left?
They want to crank these things out.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, what is
yeah,
left?
What
right?
is? Seriously.
And you know what's kind of lame? This new Terminator that they're making with Arnold? PG-13.
Yeah. Arnold, come on. Arnold should say no.
He should, but you know what?
He doesn't.
They put out a picture, or he put out a picture on Instagram of him on the set, like sitting in the you know how they have those director's chairs or whatever?
Mm.
And he's sitting in the chair, and he's wearing the leather jacket, and he's in the outfit, and he's like looking off, so you see a profile of him. And it looked pretty badass. It looked pretty awesome.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Because
okay.
There he is, a Schwarzenegger. He's in his Terminator outfit. I mean, I get the willies a little bit when I see that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? Again,
I take my chances against him now.
Oh, well, now, yeah, yeah. They're having to do a lot of makeup to make him look like a younger robot.
Younger robot.
Yeah. When I saw one of my favorite things to do, again, speaking of Universal Studios, the original Universal Park, not Islands of Adventure, they have the T2 3D attraction,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
That's been there since the mid-90s. It's so old that the opening video, they're talking about all the Cyberdyne technology, and they show Shaq with the contact lens that helps him shoot a free throw, and he's got like a head full of hair and everything. I'm like, look at skinny Shaq with hair.
Look at skinny young Shaq.
This is absurd.
That
you know?
Is absurd.
That's science fiction right
there.
He
didn't hit that free throw either.
Yeah, exactly. They cut away from him shooting the ball.
That's how you know it's not real.
Yeah, there's a weird cut in that shot there. But anyway, and when you go into the auditorium and they show this big 3D presentation and it features Schwarzenegger as the Terminator, Eddie Furlong and the Hamilton, they all come back to reprise their roles.
Mm-hmm.
James Cameron shot all that. He storyboarded. He came up with the concept. He shot the whole thing, 70mm film, with all the original actors. It cost him like $50 million to make this what is essentially a 7 or 8 minute Terminator short film. So every time you go to Universal and you see this attraction, you're watching a James Cameron Terminator movie.
It's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's pretty cool. That's why I like to keep going back and watch it over and over. You know, I know all the jokes. I've seen it a dozen times at least.
Right.
I'm going to keep going back and watch that fucking James Cameron 70mm Terminator shit, man. Where in which Arnold is permanently like in his late 30s or early 40s, whatever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. And finally, True Detective. You didn't get in on True Detective.
No, but I am. I have it on my list now that I have time.
Oh, yeah, so
My girl watched it. She loved it. She goes, I think you'd watch it. You'd love it if you watched it. So I'm going to put it on my list.
It does have a slow build because it's, what was it, 8 episodes, I think? Yeah. It was 8 episodes, but it's like one long movie. So the first 3 episodes is like act one.
Yeah.
You know, right. So it's like the slow build up. But the unique thing about that show was how it was all directed by one guy. All 8 episodes, mm-hmm. right? TV shows don't do that.
Right.
Because that's a lot of work for one guy.
Yeah.
Season 2, not going that route anymore. Now they're splitting it up amongst different directors. They're in talks to assign their first director to do a couple episodes, and it's Justin Lin, the guy who did the last 4 or 5 Fast and Furious movies. Mm-hmm. So expect a lot of car chases, explosions, maybe a Vin Diesel cameo.
Sweet.
But yeah, you should definitely.
It's good. I will. It's on my list.
It's really good.
It gets crazy, and I don't want to tell you about like there's a twist thing in the middle.
Nah, don't tell me. I don't want to in the middle, man. It's the whole plot, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I ruined it.
I know. McConaughey has AIDS,
and everyone dies at the end. Yeah, he has AIDS.
Time is a flat circle.
Did you ever see that movie?
Which one?
The AIDS movie, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty good.
I did see it. It was good.
It's actually good. Jared Leto as the whole transgender person. I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Really sold the hell out of that one. And also makes you think about how those guys is Dallas. It's a Texas area in the 80s, early mid 80s, trying to live a transgender life.
Crazy.
That time, yeah, that's asking for it. I feel sorry for people trying to do that at that time. But hey, we're in a better world now.
Oh yeah.
A better world in which every episode with a guest ends with a lightning round. Here we go. End of the show. Kevin, we got another lightning round for you, buddy.
Lightning round. I'm ready.
It's a brand new lightning round. A little twist.
Brand spanking new.
We're doing a word association edition version of the lightning round.
Oh, this is going
to
be weird.
So I'm going to give you 10 words. You tell me the first thing that pops to mind.
All right.
Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, blue.
Ivy.
Number two, cannon.
Pictures.
Number three, sports.
Dogs.
Number four, butterfly.
Ah, worms.
Number five, alone.
Oh, man, peace.
Number six, country.
Oh, snakes.
Number seven, ribs.
Oh, money.
Number eight, snake.
Snake? Death.
Number nine, Zeus.
Zeus, lightning bolts on your ass.
Number 10, television.
Television? Oh, waste of time.
There you go. Very revealing. Not really lightning words, round.
Close enough.
Snakes on the brain,
I think you just revealed quite a bit about yourself, dude.
I don't know.
Hey, now,
you never. You do know.
That brings us to the end of the show, Kevin. Uh-oh. Swag bag time. Look at that. We got an orange stripey bag. Got a pink polka dot bag. Blue polka dot bag. Pick your
swag. Bag in the middle.
Bag in the middle. Drew Sikogren.
Bag in the middle. Please. Bag in the middle.
Sir, you are now the proud owner of.
All right, give me my goodies, man.
A bag of skulls.
Oh, put this in my fish tank.
Ha! There you go. Yeah,
they will float. Yeah, by the way, they will.
Oh,
they will put some
dirt in them.
Yeah. Put a little rocks in them. Rocks.
Some vintage toys, Japanese finger traps.
Finger traps.
Or Chinese finger traps.
Hey, you can have some fun with those.
For the kids, you know, the kids. Hey, you can put your finger in there.
Make sure it's almost the finger. The finger.
Got you a Disney princess ring set.
Hey, well, you know, you never know when you're going to have to, like, give out some rings.
Those could come in handy.
Oh, wow.
An original gourmet candy apple lollipop.
Oh, hey.
Candy apple lollipop.
I didn't know you had edibles in here.
Don't, not those kind of edibles. Don't break your teeth on that thing now, buddy.
I won't. I'll suck it all the way to the end.
From Discovery Films and Image Entertainment, a Werner Herzog film, Encounters at the End of the World.
That's a documentary about the people that live in Antarctica.
Okay.
It's actually really good.
Oh,
got you some volume 138 of Chicken Soup for the Soul word finds.
This would be great in the car, man. My girl, she'll
out here. And a premium set of glow-in-the-dark temporary tattoos.
All right.
I'll put the shock right on my face.
And we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Look at that. A couple of, like I got a rat, a snake.
Yeah, yeah,
look at that. Perfect. That's perfect. One through is like a affliction shirt.
Yeah. Put an affliction shirt in the
all of these on my face.
Here you go. Swag bag. A total value of about $850.
Nice.
Damn. Spare no expense.
850 pennies, man.
850 whole pennies. Look, I had to drag those pennies to that dollar store, man. I'll tell you what.
Damn.
So you go, sir. That's your swag bag. All right. Thank you so much for coming back on.
No, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for, it's always a lot of fun. It's a good time. And
it is always tons of fun. Thank you. Yeah, see, yeah. And they're saying, like, I ain't seen no movies in a while. We don't need to be seeing movies to do a show about movies.
Man,
no?
I saw a couple of movies, but I always forget them. I have to watch them.
That's like my dad. My dad, we'll start watching a movie. Half an hour in, he's like,
well, what movie are we watching?
He's like, oh, I've seen this. And then I ask him, well, how does it end? He's like, I don't know.
He forgot to decide.
He's like, yeah, so then we just keep watching.
That's
then.
Funny.
So it's all good. All right, thank you, Kevin, so much.
Hey, thank you.
Drewster, thank you.
Very welcome,
we'll
sir.
We'll be back next week with episode 88. In the meantime, SBKLiveRadio.com. Check out, we got, what, episodes like 96, 97?
107.
We're getting up to 100, up 100. It's going to be crazy.
It is.
So thank you very much. Remember, rate us, review us. We'll read your stuff online and tweet your movie reviews and all that good stuff. Email the show at cinemacrossmediashow@gmail.com, and we are out of here.
Peace.
Mic check.
Just any of that crap.
Levels
running real quick by the seat of your pants.
You just need
go.
AC and bathroom needs to be clean.
All right, we got the AC. Bathroom is not bad.
We got voices.
We got voices.
We're gonna need voices.
Hello.
For this.
Oh, can you guys hear?
If you can't speak,
I need a little treble.
How about a little? Oh, you want a little treble?
I like a little treble.
What about a little bass?
Does that sound kind of? That sound a little squealish. Yeah. I mean, a little. I don't know.
But the rhythm is the bass.
Yeah.
And
see?
The bass is the treble.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Check 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Thank you. Drew, give me some good ones there.
Good ones? I don't have any good ones. All I have is bad ones. All I have is bad levels.
That's good.
I don't have any good levels.